Imagine a flower meadow bursting with scents and delicate swaying flowers and plants, with a stream gently flowing through the field. Today we're talking to Kerry Moore, one half of the two friends who've created a beauty product from nature, Amley Beauty Sprays, with all natural ingredients. Hello and welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Hi Josephine, lovely to be here.
So first of all, let's get spraying, because, you know, you're shaking it up. Is that one of the first things you've got to do?
Yes. We say because there's a really quite potent blend of essential oils and hydrosols, plus all the botanical extracts. So, you know, to mix it evenly through the spring water, we encourage you to give it a good shake before you spray, and then it disperses everything.
Do I close my eyes?
Close your eyes, and then I'm going to mist it lightly. So it may feel a little cool in this hot weather.
I'd love that. Oh.
So there you go. That's.
I can immediately smell it. Gorgeous. So what's this one called and what's in it?
So this one is the Digital Detox, which was the second mist we launched. And this one was specifically for putting by your computer, because, you know, so many of us now are stuck by our computer or at least on our iPhones. And that has a negative effect on your skin because it's very dehydrating. We've got the blue light emissions, HEV, which also sort of puts a strain on your skin. It really, as I said, is very dehydrating, and the impact of those sort of environmental stresses just make your skin look a little bit dull and tired. So we really wanted to create something that counteracted that and also put a little spring in your step. So when you get to about 4 o'clock in the afternoon and you're flagging and your concentration levels are going,
you've had the cup of tea, you've had the kind of healthy snack, but you're still drained.
Absolutely. And you just kind of, you know, we kind of forget the incredible effects that aromatherapy can have. And just by inhaling certain smells can completely change your mood, your state of mind, how your brain functions. So we wanted to include aromatherapy oils that really did that, that helped with concentration, that just gave you a little bit of a, oh, yes, that's a little bit better. And also that worked to clear the atmosphere around you, because, you know, you may be working from home, but you may be in an office space with a lot of other people, a lot of bugs flying around.
Giving out different vibes as well, different feelings. You might be a bit uptight because you've had a bad day.
Yes, and so you've got all of this mix, and it's quite nice to just create your own little personal space and clear and protect yourself from some of that impact.
Now, can we spray it on top of makeup?
Yes, absolutely. The first mist we launched was Radiance Boost. Now, that was specifically for that. So we created that one to really give your skin that dewy, fresh, plump glow. And with that one, you could use it in place of a toner. So you
Can use it because you still have it, don't you?
Yeah, so you cleanse your skin, you mist, and then that prepares your skin for the next layer. So your oil, your moisture, your balm, whatever it is you're using. And then you put your makeup on and then you can mist again. And it just stops your makeup looking dry and a little bit flat.
And does it slightly set it as well?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of makeup artists use spritzers now to set the makeup. And as long as it's a very fine mister, that's fine. It, obviously, if you've got some of them sort of drop out in globules and you would have water running down your face, which is not the look we're kind of going for. So this one is really super fine, so it won't disturb your makeup. With the Digital Detox, you can still do it post-makeup. And
could you do it before makeup? Could you use this one as a toner
too? Yeah, absolutely. Okay. What we say is they are all multifunctional and to be sort of switched around, if you like, because some days your skin looks a little bit congested, or, you know, it's maybe a bit sluggish and just, you know, you've been in an environment that's a bit stagnant and it shows on your skin. So I would say that's a good time to use the Digital Detox, because it has magnesium salts, Himalayan salts, algae, salicornia, which is really hardy sea plant, all of the things that are going to help just take the toxins away. So I would say that's when to use the detox. Radiance Boost to use as a toner when, you know, it's got the hyaluronic acid in there. So when you mm-hmm. want your skin to look that bit plumper, it's anti-aging, it just gives that vibrancy. So yes, they're kind of interchangeable, and you know, our skin changes all the time. So what you may use in the winter, you may find doesn't work in the summer. Mm. So perhaps with the Beauty Sleep Mist, which is much richer and maybe more for nighttime, because it's richer, when your skin's very dry and dehydrated, it might be that you use that one in the morning because you want the benefits of the, you know, hydrating rebuilding.
I want to talk about evenings, because I interviewed Lucinda Wallop and she introduced me to you.
Lovely.
And she said that it's now a sort of fact going around, especially Dr. Hauschka, is that you don't put on cream at night and you spray yourself with something, or put light, you know, which is Amelie's perfect for, especially your nighttime boost. Do you go along with this philosophy?
I do. I tend to steer away from hard and fast rules because I just feel that we're all very different, you know. We're all different at different times of the year, as I said.
And
we're
all month, different times of month, and different age.
Absolutely. Yeah. And those hormonal factors really have a huge impact on how our skin behaves, how we behave. So I'm reluctant to sort of say, absolutely, we must do this. Mm. But I certainly would say, for me personally, I don't like to use an oil at night. I've just never done it, and I'm not big on that whole putting creams on my face before I go to bed. So that was kind of part of the reason the mist came into being in the first place, was because I love mists. I love how easy they are to use, how you can incorporate them into different, you know, skincare routines very easily. And so for me, I cleanse, and then I mist with my Beauty Sleep and I'm done. That's enough. And, you know, it contains lots of essential oils and natural oils. So
you're getting a beauty balm anyway, aren't you?
Yes, yeah. You really are. And for somebody that doesn't like that feeling of a heavy oil on their skin, it's lovely because you are having the treatment aspect of having an oil on there, but you're not having to, you know, have your partner slide off your face.
Also, I mean, these are that how much are they then? How much do they retail?
So both the Radiance Boost and the Digital Detox are £45. The Beauty Sleep is £52, because that has a few actives in there that are expensive to use.
And how long will it last? Because, you know, I'm just trying to think, I'm comparing it to my Vichy night cream.
Yes, so actually they last a long time because the mist is so fine. You're not using a lot as you're misting. So mine would last 3 months.
Fantastic. So that's about the same time as a good night cream. So it's the same price as a medium market.
Yeah.
Face cream,
yeah.
So it's very usable and it's not out of our budget.
No, I think that's important. I mean, you know, it's a strange thing with pricing. You look at the prices of some of the products out there and they are incredibly high, and you do wonder how they arrive at that price. But
because people are buying a dream, I think, from
yes.
them. Like, that's marketing. You're paying for the fish tank and the expensive bottle.
Yeah, I think a lot of the time you are. Mm. However, having, you know, worked with some of these actives and some of the more expensive essential oils, I do see that they are very expensive. And if you want to incorporate them into your product at a high level, which both Lisa and I were really adamant about from the beginning, it was always a case of we're not paying lip service to having an ingredient.
Yes,
in there.
Like people always say with, you know, like Boots Botanicals with chamomile or something, and you look and it's kind of got 1%.
Absolutely.
Know.
Yeah. And, you know, that's probably not going to do an awful lot unless you've got something in at a level where it really is going to do the job you're talking about, then it's not worth putting it in. So
what's this thing about active ingredients? I keep hearing this word now. Is what you've got in your bottle active ingredients?
Yeah, so again, another confusing bit of language, I think, with Beauty Talk. All of the ingredients are active, truly. And essential oils and certainly hydrosols are probably the most active ingredients in the whole bottle.
You can put on your face.
Yeah, they are incredibly active. Mm. In fact, sometimes essential oils are so active that you have to be careful not to, you know, for it to have too strong an action on your skin. But the word, in terms of bioactives, these are ingredients that have been scientifically proven to have collagen boosting effects, to, you know, like hyaluronic acid will boost your collagen production. And so you know, that's quite important in some ways. You can say things are going to do something, but having the scientific evidence is another thing. And what they do to get that is, so say there's, I don't know, perhaps seaweed or something like that. And, you know, anecdotally, it's known for having beneficial properties.
Minerals, probably. Yeah.
So a company would take the seaweed, find what the active component is that's doing whatever it's supposed to be doing, and extract that. And so it almost becomes like the concentrated version of the most active part of the seaweed. They will then do tests on, you know, women using it for a month, every day, and across the board, say 50 women, and then have a look at actual measurements, say wrinkle measurement or pore size, or so they've got an actual comparison, and then they arrive at this data, which then when you use that bioactive, you know that you're going to get those results. So it's quite a different thing. And the reason a lot of companies use the actives as included is because you are actually not allowed to say that an essential oil does this or does that. It's just nobody can patent an essential oil.
How interesting. So you've just got to say active ingredients.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about your story, because it sounds very romantic.
Yes.
How did you come across the water for Amelie?
Okay, so that's very much Lisa's part of the story. And I think with a lot of these things, it's all timing, isn't it? You know, sometimes...
Serendipity.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it really feels like that has been the case for Amelie. We sort of have drifted along on this really lovely energy that where things have just fallen into our path, and it's worked without feeling too difficult. And that kind of started with my background is that I'm a holistic therapist. So I originally trained as a facialist, and then I became very interested in organic food and alternative medicine. And so I retrained as a homeopath. And then I did a postgrad in craniosacral therapy. So because you have to have your grounding in another modality, so either massage or homeopathy or medicine or whatever it is, and then you do that as your postgrad. So I set up my own practice. Gosh, how long ago was that? About 20 years ago. So I had my practice for, nearly 20 years, and I still practice. But towards the last, I would say, 5 years of my practice, I was really noticing with some of my clients who, you know, a large part were very healthy ladies who did yoga, had a fantastic diet, you know,
the nice middle class woman having a good...
Yes, yeah, having a
looking
treatment.
Looking after themselves.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And, and you know, that was a portion of my practice. But sometimes there would be a block to the healing process. We would make some progress, and then just something wasn't shifting. And usually when that happens, it's kind of an indicator that there's something in your lifestyle that you are doing consistently that's having that impact, that's just stopping you making progress. And in some cases, that was that products they were using, either cosmetically or cleaning products or something that was just in their daily life, was having a negative impact on their system. And you can kind of really feel this with cranial work. And I'd been very much interested myself in natural skincare, so I'd been exploring, you know, how I used these products rather than more chemical versions, if you like. Not the best word, perhaps. And so I started to advise more women on products that I had discovered and I liked using.
Were they most of them natural?
Yeah, nearly all natural.
Wow.
So I was just trying to steer away.
So it was sort of thinking you buy it at a kind of very good health food store.
Yeah, things like that. And yes, I guess at that time, the whole movement was just really becoming more mainstream.
Yeah.
So a lot of the products initially were, as you say, just found in health stores and, you know, maybe not so known to the wider audience. Or, you know, you would go online and look for things, and places like Denmark had lots of organic products, but not so much here. So I was discovering lots of beautiful brands that were more natural. And so that was kind of the background. Lisa also is a big fan of, you know, she's always had a very healthy lifestyle, loves her organic food, forages, and, you know, very eco-aware.
And she lives in East Sussex.
She does, she does. And so we would both exchange, you know, our new finds, new discoveries, get very excited. And that was sort of the background. And then about the same time I was doing this, Lisa moved to their organic farm in East Sussex, which is just outside of Lewes.
Gorgeous area.
Oh, it's absolutely beautiful.
If anyone listening to this, go to Lewes for a day. You can get the train from London. Oh, it is wonderful place.
It is. It's like a little pocket of kind of beauty, and you know, it's one of the only high streets that I can think of that isn't just chains. Lots of unique little stores and very creative people there, of which Lisa is one. Her background is fine art, so she's got a really, she still paints, and she's got a fantastically creative mind. And her and her family moved to this organic farm, which had been owned by an older lady. It had been in her family for ever, forever.
How wonderful.
So an absolute rare find. You know, they literally don't exist. And because she hadn't farmed it for a long time, the wildflower meadows, it was completely pure. The wildflower meadows flourished.
Which you never see anymore.
Just don't see, because
how
it was
many
just
acres
allowed.
Does she have?
I think it's about 180 acres.
Wow.
So they
big.
Originally bought a smaller amount and they've added two. So the older lady had been reluctant to sell because she didn't trust anybody to look after it. So Lisa and Toby turned up and she fell in love with them and they bought the farm. And because the government have all these incentives for maintaining these beautiful wildflower meadows, they decided to go down that route rather than the, you know, heavy farming route.
So, wonderful.
So they've stayed within that conservation route. I mean, there are some cattle and there are some sheep on there that local farmers, you know, just
bring on. It's very good for the earth to have different, to change its use.
Absolutely. So they manage the land very well. And as part of that conservation process, they turned all of the farm buildings into beautiful eco holiday homes. So you can go and stay there, and I would highly encourage it.
So what's the name for people?
So that's Hawthbush Farm.
Okay.
And they do eco weddings. It's blissful. It is absolutely idyllic. And
do they do food? Do they do like, they do breakfast, or do they do food?
No, it's completely self-catering. Okay. So Yes. Yeah. But there's camping too, so yes, take your pitch your little wood burner and off you go. But because of the holiday homes, you know, the water supply has to be tested. Obviously, you can't just have water flowing into these places that people are drinking without being tested. And just along from where Lisa's farm is, there's a quite famous well where the drinking water is sold and it has healing properties. So I said to Lisa, well, that's kind of not that far from you, and it must almost flow along the same pocket of land. So why don't you ask them to test for, you know, the mineral level of the water? We knew that there was silver, so test the silver levels.
Silver?
Yeah.
That's healing, isn't it?
Yes, incredibly healing. And also the purity. And so they did. They had these extra tests done, and the results came back. They were delivered, and they said, you know, you have a very special water here. So it's just like, woohoo!
This is amazing.
Yes, just incredible. So it's high mineral level, high naturally occurring silver, and very pure because it flows over bedrock, which, you know...
Yes, it keeps it clean.
Keeps it clean. And so she called me up, very excited, and said, these are the results. This water's incredible. Let's do something with it. And my immediate thought was facial waters, face mists, because, as I said, I love them.
And how long ago was this?
This was about 4 years ago, just over 4 years ago.
Because I know it's getting fashionable. I've read that Victoria Beckham sprays herself all the time. So tell me, do you have any celebrity clients that you can name?
Yes. We have a couple, actually, and they've found us in odd ways. Some, you know, through makeup artists using, because a lot of makeup artists have discovered the radiance boost does give that dewy effect. So a very dear friend who's a makeup artist, Amanda Harrington, works with lots of lovely people, and she's used it on Poppy Delevingne, who adored it, Olivia Harrison is a big fan, and she wrote us a lovely little note saying how much she loved her digital detox, and she woke up in the morning and that's the first thing she did was mist her face. Lots of others, but you kind of... Yes.
Now let's try the evening mist, because this is the top of the range, even though there's not much gap between them. And this this will help me sleep as well, won't it? And it's got more, as you said, more nourishing essential oils, more sort of bit more oily maybe.
Yes. We really wanted to address lifestyle needs when we created the mist. So we didn't want to put them in a skin type category, because I don't think
you don't want
really
normal
works.
To dry combination. No, it's like we're all past that, aren't we?
Yeah. Most people don't know what their skin type is. It changes.
You'd know that.
You know, it's kind of... So we wanted people to think, oh gosh, actually, yes, I'm going on an aeroplane. The digital detox would be perfect for cabin flight.
Yes, how many mil is it? Can we take
100
it on?
Mil.
Great,
yes,
so we can take it on board.
Yes, right. So it gets through.
I'm going to close my eyes.
This is
just to say, it's a beautiful dark black glass bottles with... This has got a pale pink writing on it.
Yes. The glass is Miron glass, which is very special glass because it has the capability to maintain the integrity of the ingredients, the essential oils and the botanicals. And experiments showed when you put a grape under regular glass and then one under amber glass and one under Miron glass, you go back after a week, the grape under the regular glass has completely disintegrated. Under the amber glass, it's starting to disintegrate. And under the Miron glass, it's completely fresh and totally hasn't been affected at all. So it's really very special.
Okay, I'm closing my eyes now.
Here it comes.
Oh, gosh. I'm sure this is much more floral.
Yes.
Yeah.
The detox is much zingier, isn't it?
Yeah.
And fresher.
Yeah. Yeah.
This one is much more floral. And it really has that, and I think it's the rock rose that gives that very soothing, kind of calming.
The smell is making me feel really good, yeah, really calm.
It is. I mean, and the whole point with that is that being a holistic brand, if you like, that we were very aware that products like this have an impact on your skin, which we want them to, but they also have an impact on how you feel, and both emotionally and physically. And it's really important that you get your beauty sleep, because you know, you're not going to have good looking skin if you're awake all night. You're just going to look tired and drawn. So it's vital that you get a good night's sleep. And you know, research shows that our inflammatory markers increase massively when we don't get enough sleep. Mm-hmm. And it's that inflammatory process that is the aging process that's going to accelerate the aging process. Okay. So anything that is going to slow that, calm that process down is going to be beneficial to how we look.
So do you recommend having this by the bed?
Yeah, I have mine. I cleanse and then I mist with it, and then I have one.
Well, you can have them all over the house, darling.
Yes, the luxury of having more than one bottle. Yeah. But you could carry it to your bedside table. And then I do. I mist right before I go to sleep. And if I wake up in the night, I give my...
Which we do. We usually wake up to go to the loo at our
age. Yes, I know. So you kind of, you know, that happens. Yeah. And I mist again. And it just kind of...
takes the edge off.
It does. And there's something about not only the ingredients like the hops and, you know, the benzoin that really are sort of calming, but it's that ritual of your brain attaches itself to things that it associates with certain rituals or routines. Mm. So when that's something that you do and you're telling your body, this is when I calm down, this is when I want to go to sleep. It then associates that smell
with that process. With a lovely, deep sleep.
Yeah. So it's kind of a two-way thing. You create...
Pavlova's dog, whatever.
Absolutely. It is. Your brain is very good at going into these grooves of routine or familiarity. And that can be a very good thing. It can also be a not so good thing if you don't want to go down those grooves that you've made. But that's what it does.
That's the wonderful thing about this Amley Silver Rich Face Mist, which is the beauty sleep, is that you can create new pathways.
Absolutely. And that's really what we want to be doing. We want to create positive new pathways in everything we do, you know, whether it's eating habits or, you know, things we learn. Those new pathways are crucial, especially as we get older, you know, and they kind of disintegrate rather than grow, unfortunately. So these positive pathways, I think, are really important. And just acknowledging that's your time, you know, this, you're going to take a minute, really take time to let those essential oils and hydrosols do their thing, and then your whole central nervous system will just settle and get you to that point where you can maybe crank down the brain and those rambling processes that we all have. Yeah, so it is. It's a nice little treat at the end of the day.
Thank you so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous. And if you want to go to the website, it's amleybotanicals.com. Amley is spelled A-M-L-Y. And we'll have more information on radiogorgeous.com. And it's also, the information is on the iTunes, Audio Boom. Everywhere you go, you're just going to find Amley. Thank you so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous and sharing your wisdom with us today.
Thank you, Josephine. It was an absolute pleasure. And especially on this beautiful day. It's gorgeous out there.
Exactly. Lots of wildflowers are bursting out.
Absolutely. Very Amley-esque.
Exactly. Thank you so much.